From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. After reviewing a video allegedly from ISIS showing the beheading of a captured journalist, Kenji Goto, Japanese government officials say it is most likely authentic. From Tokyo, John Matthews reports the believed killing is prompting calls to better defend Japanese citizens overseas.
Before the initial video of two Japanese captives emerged, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe had promised $200 million in aid to nations fighting the group calling themselves the Islamic State. In response, the black-clad figure in the new video claims retribution for Japan's involvement and threatens further harm to Japanese citizens. Many of the latest uploads purportedly from ISIS have been criticized for inconsistencies, but Japan's top government spokesperson says the images are most likely authentic. The video does not, however, mention the fate of an imprisoned Jordanian military pilot for which Jordan was attempting to negotiate release. Though Japan's reaction to the ISIS hostage situation has been mixed, Japan's head of state says he will work to ensure the safety of Japanese citizens around the globe. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
Now that parts of New England have finished digging out from last week's blizzard, there's word of a new winter storm. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says it could impact an area stretching all the way from Iowa to Massachusetts.
Heavy snow will spread eastward on Sunday across the Midwest, areas from Iowa towards Chicago, spreading eastward on Monday towards Detroit and Cleveland, and then farther eastward from Buffalo, Albany, and into Boston late Monday and into Tuesday.
Anywhere from 6 to 12 inches of snow is expected. Just to the south of this area of snow, forecasters expect a transition zone of sleet and freezing rain. Police in a Georgia suburb say Bobby Christina Brown, the daughter of the late Whitney Houston and singer Bobby Brown, was found unresponsive early on Saturday. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Rose Scott has more.
Officer Lisa Holland with the Roswell Police Department says the emergency call came in early Saturday morning.
We received a 911 call of a person unresponsive, face down in a bathtub.
According to Holland, when police responded, Bobby Christina Brown's husband was already performing CPR.
And our officers arrived within minutes and took over the life-saving measures, continued on with the CPR until the ambulance arrived.
Holland says Brown was hospitalized and is alive and breathing. When Whitney Houston died in 2012, she was found in a Los Angeles hotel bathtub. For NPR News, I'm Rose Scott in Atlanta.
The chemist widely considered the father of the birth control pill has died. A Stanford University spokesman says Carl Gerasi died of complications of cancer at his San Francisco home. He was 91. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Former German President Richard von Weizsäcker, who declared his country's World War II surrender a day of liberation, has died at the age of 94. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin. He also was the first high-ranking German official to visit Israel.
Weizsäcker was president from 1984 to 1994. He raised the profile of his ceremonial posts by getting Germans to come to terms with their painful past. His speech marking the 40th anniversary of the Nazis' defeat won widespread praise for urging Germans to come to terms with the Holocaust. He visited Israel later that year, prompting his Israeli counterpart to commend Weizsäcker for his stand toward the Jewish people. Weizsäcker helped defend his father, who was sent to prison for being the Nazis' deputy foreign minister. His son argued his father had tried to stop the outbreak of the war. The president also helped guide Germans through reunification after communist East Germany collapsed in 1989. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
Two climbers who were hurt in a fall on Mount Hood are now being treated for their injuries. Rescue officials say a man and a woman were airlifted off the mountain late Saturday by an Oregon National Guard helicopter. Rescue leader Jay Chambers says the area is steep and dangerous even for the well-prepared.
Anytime you're dealing with a mountainous area, there are objective hazards. You know, you're on steep snow. You'd want to be properly trained in good condition and have good gear.
The climbers fell on a popular Mount Hood climbing route near an area known as the Hog's Back. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.